Hello?
Hello, may I have a word with Carmen?
Who's speaking?
Yep, this is Josh Baker from Gnomebook Writing.
Yes, we're waiting for a call back from Josh Baker.
Yep, absolutely. I'm Josh Baker and I wanted to give a call. And may I know who am I having a word with?
It's Vessel Watts speaking.
Hey, Wessel, how are you doing today?
Good man.
Glad to hear
How can I
that.
help with regards to this contract that we've signed with you guys and non-performance from your
Absolutely.
side?
Absolutely. I am the senior manager operations here at Gnomebook Writing, and the concern was forwarded to me regarding the ongoing project. So I personally wanted to get on board as well and understand what's something that is going wrong with the project, and I wanted to personally get your feedback on this as well.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, all the communication is recorded on your platform. So
Absolutely.
if you go through the communication on your platform, it's not the first time that we've requested to cancel this contract that was referred to us.
Absolutely.
31st of last year.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's one, surely one concern. I personally wanted to get on call with you as well to understand where the things went wrong so that obviously we completely understand your concern as well. But at the same
I
time,
mean,
I
the first
personally
thing
would.
is that if you look at the contractual obligations or the contractual milestones and deliverables from the parties, on the one side is for your client to have paid for the service, and on your side is to deliver so, which has not happened, and therefore, this contract should be cancelled and the money paid on the contract be refunded.
Absolutely. I am not denying the fact that you're not going to refund or anything like that. I personally just want to ensure, or if you could help me navigate to that particular point as well, where things went wrong so that in the future as well, when I am handling with the clients as well for my business as well, I can take care of those concerns as well. So just need to understand those
No,
concerns that.
the thing is, the marketing team has been changed. Okay, so the initial team that was on it was replaced by another team. It secondly didn't seem like whoever was promoting this book actually read or had an idea what the book was about. Also, with regards to what was contractually agreed upon, with regards to, there's not been the research for the target audience has not been, if it has been done, it has not been shared, So that is point number one on the social media is deliverable according to your contract, okay? I understand that within the contract that it was also specified that there would be paid advertisements, but these paid advertisements could only happen once the research has been done for the target audience, which has not been done. Okay? So with regards to fulfillment of the contract from our side, there's nothing that we can do more. Furthermore, there was supposed to be Twitter engagement, LinkedIn engagement. Your contract stated 5 posts a week for 6 months. There were only 20 posts in the last, let's say, 7, 8 months. So there's total non-compliance, non-performance from notebook writing.
I got your
And
point.
that can also be totally seen in the sales. There's been absolutely no sales from any of your initiatives because there were a massive lack of anything on your side. When I say you, it's not you, Josh, but on Gnomebook
Absolutely.
Writing.
I completely understand your concern, and whatever you're saying, I personally want to see what went wrong, and I personally want to rectify this as well. I am not denying the fact that we won't refund you or anything like that, because obviously you signed the contract as well. And if I look forward to what you're saying, I'm looking forward to that as the manager of operations and as a client as well. If I was at your place, obviously I would have raised the same concern because the services that I have signed up for, those are having issues. What I am personally going to do from my end is I would need a day from your end to further investigate on my end with where the things messed up, and I personally will be taking care of what went wrong, and I'll be getting back to you by tomorrow. So is there a good time that we can have a word tomorrow and we can further discuss on this?
Yes, I'll afford 24 hours. We've been trying to and speaking to Lisa, and we've had ongoing discussions with her where we've raised this before. She was supposed to get back. She's not gotten back to us, you know. Therefore, I phoned yesterday and I wanted to speak to someone else, which is at least you're calling back. So I'll afford you another 24 hours, another day to go through it by yourself so that you are in agreement with the current situation. There's non-performance and we want to cancel the contract and we want to get our money back. That's a short and a long of it, Josh.
Perfect. I'm going to perfectly look into this. The reason why we're not elaborating this call further is because me reaching down to a conclusion that wouldn't be good until and unless I have held my team accountable for where things went wrong. So I personally am going to be researching on this and I'm going to look into this. And by tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call by myself so that we can further discuss on that. And whatever the possibility would be, we will have that catered for you. So you don't need to worry about that. Whatever it would be, you would getting a resolution from my end.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Sounds great.
See you tomorrow.
Perfect, absolutely. And could you please let me know your name again? I missed that out.
My name is Vito, but the client is Carmen Watt. It's my
wife. All right, perfect. I'm sorry your voice got distorted. Your name would be?
Say again?
And your name is? Your voice got distorted?
Vessel, like a blood vessel.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much, Vessel. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I will be giving you a call tomorrow,
Josh.
All right?
Thanks, man. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.